is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm honored to be speaking with Amy Goodman. You probably know her name. She's a household word. But for those who don't, Amy Goodman is the award-winning host of the daily internationally broadcast radio and TV program, A Democracy Now! She's on a whirlwind tour of Colorado to help radio stations like KOTO who are facing threats from the government budget cuts. Amy, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
So let's start with the most basic question I can ask. What is your definition of news?
Well, I think it's what is happening in the world, and it's our job to cover it, to go to where the silence is. In fact, it's very often not silence. There are a lot of people speaking there. It's just silence when it comes to the corporate media. For example, what's happening in Madison, Wisconsin, ground zero for a popular uprising here in the United States, being watched and felt all over the country now with mass protests in Columbus, Ohio, in Indiana, in Idaho. We are seeing uprisings here in this country that really also are inspired by the uprisings in the Middle East. So it's from the Middle East to the Midwest.
Thank you for that. Now, what's your definition of a journalist?
Well, someone who chronicles what's happening, and particularly what's happening at the grassroots. It's our job to hold those in power accountable. My brother David, also a journalist, and I wrote a book called Static. And the reason we called it that is in this high-tech digital age, with high-def television and digital radio, still all we get is static, a veil of lies, distortions, misrepresentations, half-truths. What we need the media to give us is the dictionary definition of static. That's criticism, opposition, unwanted interference. We need a media that covers power, not covers for power. We need a media that is the fourth estate, not for the state. And we need a media that covers the movements that create static and make history.
Thank you for that. So in that context, are there any talk show hosts that you admire? What about people like Bill Maher or Fareed Zakaria or Charlie Rose as examples?
Well, I really look to the independent media world, people in communities in this country and all over the world. It's not a particular person, but it's a deep belief in independent media. You know, media that when we're covering war is not brought to us by the corporations that profit from war. When we're covering the healthcare debate in this country, that we're not brought to you by the insurance industry or big pharma. When we're covering global warming, we're not brought to you by the gas, oil, or coal companies. That is independent media. And I admire those people who work in that realm. I am so tired of watching these pundits in the corporate networks, on all of them, who are this small circle of pundits who know so little about so much, explaining the world to us and getting it so wrong. And every 5 minutes or so, you have a commercial brought to you by Boeing or Lockheed Martin or General Dynamics or a weapons manufacturer or, well, going through all the different large corporations. We need non-corporate media because we've got to wrestle with the critical issues of this day that will determine whether people live or die, that will determine whether there's war or peace. The media can be the greatest force for peace in the world, but not when it's brought to us by the military-industrial complex.
Okay, thank you for that. Just how much of a dent, to put the whole CODO and PBS, NPR, all of that in perspective, how much of a dent will striking these, defunding any of these entities, actually mean to the bottom line of the country?
Oh, public media is so important, and to see the U.S. House of Representatives vote to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, this isn't about saving money. This is about an ideological agenda. We live in a hyper-commercial media world. We're a handful of media moguls own most of the channels in this country. We need a place that is educational, that is public, that is not there to, as the late dean of the University of Pennsylvania Annenberg School, George Gerbner, said, not brought to you by corporations that have nothing to tell and everything to sell that are raising our children today. That's why KOTO, that's why Telluride TV, that's why independent media is so important.
And at the end of the day, based on what you're hearing in the midst of this budget debate, how do you think stations like KOTO, like NPR, will come out once the noise stops? And the final question, is there anything we the people can do?
Oh, people can protect public media by calling into KOTO and pledging support. And that call, that ring for freedom of the media, is more than a call of support for one station. It lets those in Washington know that there is a constituency, I would say a majority of people in this country, who deeply care about, rely on public media as a source of information. It's so important. That's why Telluride, I'm so excited to come to Telluride because, you know, I came there a few years ago, spoke at the Mountain Film Festival. Yeah, which was really wonderful. And now to come back, and I'll tell you, the tour is quite astounding. We're going to start in Boulder, Colorado on Friday night at the university, and then go past and raise money for Idaho Springs, K-Goat, and Carbondale, then Paonia, KDNK, and Crested Butte, KBUT. We'll be in Salida with Cahen and with KOTO at Telluride, and then RICO, and then we'll be in Durango supporting DCAT, which is Durango Cable Access TV, and also the Durango station, KDUR. But we're on this tour, this whirlwind tour, to support independent media. I mean, as I said before, independent media can be the greatest force for peace in the world. We just have to give it a chance.
I don't want to say another word on top of that. Thank you very, very much for taking time out of that schedule you just depicted to speak with me at all. I appreciate it, and I appreciate it on behalf of KOTO. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. And you all know by now, I've been speaking with the one and only Amy Goodman. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday in town.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.